Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Trent plays the will linebacker spot in certain personnel groups, and I think he's done really well. You know, like I said, he's played great. He played good against the run, played good against the pass, the reps he's had. Really not worried about it at all.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, announcing a couple of days ago that Teddy Buchanan's out for the year. Rookie linebacker out of Cal, fourth round draft pick, who was rookie of the week 1 week this year defensively, who was second on the team in tackles. Punt coverage, non-contact injury, so he goes down, sadly. Now Trent Simpson has to step in. And we talked about this last hour with Sam Cohn from the Baltimore Sun. And Nolan, you and I were talking about it yesterday. In theory, it's a plug-and-play scenario. And Simpson wasn't bad. We'll do the defensive film later in the show. But as Sam brought up, and Nolan, you and I talked about yesterday, and Vinny, we've discussed it, obviously, Trent Simpson's a guy that's been more or less handed the starting job 2 years in a row because he got it when Derek Queen went to Pittsburgh. And two straight years, he has lost the starting job.
Yeah. You know what? He didn't play all bad, you know, because the thing is, you know, last week, their offensive line didn't get up to the backers very well. So, which is, you know, a big plus. I mean, Roquan had, 14 tackles, you know. So, Roquan was flying around making plays. The biggest difference, I think you guys talked about it, Buchanan's more, plays more physical, more violent, more of a thumper than Simpson. Simpson kind of plays athletic, you know. Did he play all right? You know, yeah, he played fine, you know, against the Bengals. That left guard for the Bengals, he was awful. 63, he got worn out all day. He could not combo up to the linebackers at all. So it's going to be a much, much tougher test for Simpson this week because these guys stay on their feet and these guys fundamentally do a really nice job in the run game. So he's going to have to get off of blocks.
You know, it's been a really strange career so far for Trenton Simpson, where as a rookie, he was pretty much not involved in the defense at all, was just relegated to special teams. They had that, last game of the season. The game meant nothing. They played Pittsburgh. So he was out there as kind of a new starter, and he was flying around making plays, but it was just kind of this one game. And then everyone put their stock into that going into last year, saying, oh, he's ready. He's ready to take over for Patrick Queen. I didn't think he was, but to be honest, I was kind of eating crow early in the year. I thought he didn't look half bad. The strangest part was that he got worse as the year went along, and then by weeks 12, 13, he's being replaced by guys like Chris Board, mm-hmm. who we thought was only a special teams guy. So, and then by what, maybe the last 3 weeks of the season last year, he was barely out there at all. So this is, again, it's just been a really strange turn of events. And outside of Roquan's injury, he hasn't been asked to do a ton this year. Can you say he's a better player now than he was this time last year? I would hope. It's a pretty low bar to clear. But yeah, I think you're really going to miss Buchanan in the long run. It's just a matter of, all right, are they targeting this guy? I mean, in pass coverage or anything like that, I don't want him one-on-one with anybody, obviously. But I think he can be serviceable. And that's kind of all you can hope.
Yeah, he's only been playing in the dime stuff, and they use him like some. They were using him to rush a passer, but they were using him to blitz a lot. And, you know, you go back to that Pittsburgh game, you know, where he did well as rookie. They blitzed him every time. Run blitzed him and then blitzed him in the pass. So you cut out his thinking. The biggest difference between Buchanan and Simpson, between the years, I think Buchanan is more like Roquan. He sees it quick, read, react quick. Where Simpson, it takes him a little bit longer to read, react, recognize. So I think that's the biggest difference. So does that hurt? Yeah, because what it does is it probably puts a bigger burden on Hamilton and Roquan, you know, to have to communicate more with Simpson than they would have with Buchanan.
And wasn't that kind of a side point to last year? With Roquan, that he didn't look his best because everyone was saying that, oh, he's too concerned. He's got to communicate with who's behind him. Uh-huh. He's communicating with the D-line in front of him, obviously. And he's got all these moving parts and people aren't in the right spot like they were early last year. And it detracted from Roquan's game. Hopefully, but that doesn't rear its ugly head again. I would hope that just replacing one player isn't going to screw everything up. But we'll see.
We've heard, like this year, we've heard Roquan talk a lot about Teddy Buchanan, you know, and praising him about his game, his work ethic, you know, all those kind of things, where he never did that with Simpson. You know, he
just talked about how he looked.
Yeah.
He was like at the Gold's Gym posing in front of the mirror type
stuff.
Yeah,
look like Tarzan, play like Jane.
But given the timing of the injury, to look ahead a little bit.
Yeah.
What if you're Eric DaCosta? What are you doing here? I mean, to get a sidekick, there's nobody in house, and let Simpson goes nuts here in the last 3 weeks, and get to the playoffs, that sort of thing. I mean, how do you address what will be a gaping hole?
Yeah.
That linebacker there next to your all pro.
Probably nobody on the practice squad, you know, that they can get. What are you going to go get a veteran guy, you know, that hadn't played? And Bob, when you look at it, you know, you're playing against three teams that like to run the football, you know, your next three games, you know, with the Patriots and then Green Bay for sure, you know, and then Pittsburgh. So, yeah, it wasn't a really a good time for it to happen because these teams, you know, they run the ball. They run the ball pretty good. So it's going to be a challenge for them. And you know who plays a bigger role in it is Kyle Hamilton because they use him a ton coming off the edge. You know, like when teams start running, all of a sudden you see Hamilton coming off the edge to try to get that guy in the backfield.
It's Vinny and Hattie, 105.7 The Fan. News from the Nest Herald, this woman crush Wednesday. Bob Hattie, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, who we just heard from. We're going to hear from again because just announced. And we'll do our Heroes of the Week coming up in about a half an hour. Alohi Gilman has been named as the AFC Defensive Player of the Week.
Deserves it.
For his performance against the Cincinnati Bengals, he joins Roquan Smith, who wanted to win two, as the Ravens, who have done that here in 2025. So, in a week in which Odafe Owe, who I'll be talking about during our Heroes, tease, not so subtle, gets a couple of sacks, the guy he was traded for, Alohi Gilman, wins Player of the Week.
Yeah, pretty cool. I actually thought about making him my Hero of the Week. I'm glad I didn't. The NFL stealing my thunder there.
Right.
But well-deserved, nonetheless.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everyone's already made the point about that play, and it's true. You do get those Ed Reed-type flashbacks. Now, I got to give Kyle Van Noy credit. maybe knowing his limitations or maybe visualizing getting chewed out by Harbaugh coming back to the sideline, if I try to pitch this thing or lateral this thing back, all hell could break loose. We got the win in my hands right now. Really, I should just go down and take a knee, but knew that Gilman was there, smooth with the handoff. I mean, practically seamless, almost like they practiced it before. And then a sideline sprint to the house. Incredible play.
Untouched, too, down there, Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I didn't have a, because he handed it, you know. I mean, if he would have dropped it or whatever, then Harbs would have said, just, you know, I mean, hey, great job. You know, keep it up. And right. That was extremely, like you said, Nolan, extremely smart play, you know, by Van Noy. You know, because he's looking, he sees that I can't run that far. Yeah,
no. I got about a yard left in me.
Right.
Yeah.
He handed it like you hand the waiter the credit card.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Go ahead, put the gratuity on the check. So, Alohi Gilman, congratulations. Defensive player of the week in the AFC. We'll come back, count some dough, hopefully. Woman Crush Wednesday it is, but it's buy or sell during this Woman Crush Wednesday. And Chad Graff covers the Patriots for The Athletic. Talk about what happened against Buffalo at home. They've lost three times. They've been at home. They're undefeated on the road. What the hell is that all about? So we'll talk to Chad about that. And then we got our heroes as we hand out our awards for Week 15 NFL Lunch, 1 o'clock. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Preview Week 16 with him. And then Vinny's film breakdown of the Ravens' defense. They pitched a shutout. It had to be good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good, right? Yep.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
We need 81057 The Fan. Woman Crush Wednesday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Favorite female artist or band. Nolan's waiting for you. On the Plaza Ford text line, tons going on in the world of sports. In the final few weeks of the NFL season, monster game tomorrow night in the NFC West. And you can hear that game on 105.7 The Fan. So the Ravens got work to do, but other teams are positioning for division championships and playoff seeding. You got college hoops very much underway. The NBA and the NHL, man, they've been playing for, what, 2 months basically already. We're less than 2 months away from pitchers and catchers in Major League Baseball. The Orioles have had one of the more active off-seasons in the MLB world, and so much more in between. Let's count some dough as we're 8 days away from Christmas, buy or sell.
We're like in the red. The Dow's down 84. S&P's down 47. The tech stocks are down. NASDAQ's down 261. DraftKings, they're up 40 cents, 34.94. Under Armour's down 3 cents to 416.
Let's start things in the sports world with your Baltimore Ravens. Tavius Robinson made an instant impact in his return from injury, recorded a sack on Sunday. Actually, his third of the year, which, unfortunately, is actually good enough to be among the leaders on the team right now. Mike Green technically has the edge with 3.5. But like I said, that's an unfortunate distinction to be at the top there. Never known to be a sack guy, obviously carved out his lane at being exceptional against the run. But whether it's out of necessity, just dumb luck, anything in between, he's getting results this year. Just 4.5 sacks prior in his career coming into 2025. Buy or sell, Vinny, Robinson will develop into more of a pass rush threat as his career progresses.
I'll sell it. I mean, the sack he got Sunday was, you know, he was free runner. So, no, he's not a natural pass rusher. So, he is who he is. And you know what? He plays really good against a run, and he gives a great effort. He's got an awesome motor. So you can win with guys like that, but he's just not a natural pass rusher.
It was his pressure that led to that pick that Burrow threw too late.
Yeah, on both those plays, Bob's, he was unblocked. 63. Well,
you take advantage of the situation.
No doubt. He definitely did that.
Hey, after seeing opposing defenses do that to Lamar over the years, we'll even it out a little bit.
Oh, yeah. That was Falele playing both teams.
Right. Well, the fact that he's, second in sacks, and that's another story altogether, which we'll get to.
Let's see. We'll go over to the Orioles here. The addition of Pete Alonso does wonders on paper for the projected Orioles lineup. He's going to hold down first base every day. Yes, I said every day. He's suited up for 162 games each of the last two seasons and only DH'd three times in that span. So he's locked in at first base. What does this mean for Sam Basayo? Well, he'll get some reps at catcher, but ideally Adley Rutschman will reestablish himself as the guy at that position, leaving Basayo to predominantly be a DH, at least for now. Elias has valued versatility over a lot of other things in his time as GM, trying to move pieces around, having different DH-capable players depending on who needs a rest day, opposing pitching matchups, stuff like that. But buy or sell, Bob, having Basayo DH every day and sacrificing some of that versatility won't be an issue for the 26 Orioles.
Oh, I'm buying it 100%. You don't give a guy $155 million, like you just said, who plays literally every day for the last 2 years, to give him the occasional day off. You want him in there mashing away. I think he'll get some swings at first base every now and again. He's the backup catcher now. Do they sign another catcher? That's a thing we could keep an eye on. Do they got three catchers? But I think Mountcastle, Mayo, if not both, will be gone. So he'll get his hacks enough. Does he get 300 at-bats, though? That's the question. Are you in it to win it?
Well, you mentioned...
Because he's only 21, I believe.
Right, but you're paying him as well. So, Alonso, all right, he's locked in because he's making all the money, but you made the commitment to Basayo as well. I'm with you. He has to play.
But if Adley plays like he did in 22 and 23 and first half of 24...
Be a little more natural to get him a catcher.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's see. Some more semi-Ravens related topic here. Ravens and Chargers, that trade from earlier this year, it's actually panned out to be a true win-win for both sides. Talked about Alohi Gilman, his pick six, or combining with Kyle Van Noy for the pick six. But meanwhile, out west, Adafe Owe, 7 sacks in 9 games after having nothing on his stat sheet in Baltimore. Quote from him after their most recent game says, "This team has afforded me the opportunity to just be free and be me." Well, Khalil Mack, pretty good counterpart, and Baltimore had nothing anywhere close to that alongside Oweh this year. It should be noted, though, that Khalil Mack is playing on a one-year deal and will turn 35 in February. Buy or sell, Vinny, L.A. will prioritize keeping Oweh this offseason as Khalil Mack's successor.
I'm going to sell it. Prioritize where you got to pay him big money? No, I'm not seeing that. I think they'd be disappointed if they did. And they're paying him to be the guy? I don't see that happening.
We'll do one more topic here today. Pat Spencer, local kid from Maryland, doing great things in the NBA. We call him an unlikely hero for the Warriors here recently. Really a true underdog story. You come into the league undrafted, little undersized as well, and through his first two seasons, only averaged 2 points a night, very limited minutes. Well, so far this year, it's actually significant increase in minutes, playing 15 a night and averaging 13 points so far in December. Living it up. He's enjoying this nice little run. I've seen a couple instances of him jawing with opposing fan bases, taunting the crowd, really living in the moment. Is this just a Lynn Sanity type run, maybe? A short-lived moment in the spotlight? Buy or sell, Bob. Spencer will continue to play this share of minutes as a key bench piece. Excuse me.
Yeah, I'll buy it. And you saw, did you see the story where the owner of the Warriors was texting or exchanging messages with a fan who was complaining about the rotations of Steve Kerr? Why didn't Jimmy Buckets get more run? But both Spencers are kicking ass this year. Cam's really lighting it up. In Memphis, both boys Latin, both started at the Loyola Evergreen there and bounced around to various stops in between. But, yeah, I think he'll get his fair share of minutes. I mean, he's taking a chunk out of Buddy Hield's playing time.
Man.
Who was a former Final Four All-American hero for Oklahoma way back when. So, yeah, I guess I'm buying that. Nolan McGraw.
Keep it going, man.
Yeah.
Keep taunting the crowds. It's good stuff.
How many Maryland guys are in the NBA? You got Queen, Sticks, Herter, Jameer Young, who's kind of on the G League shuttle.
Is Len still around?
No, I think he finally tapped out. I'm forgetting somebody. I think there's five Maryland guys, and there's three Loyola guys. Because Santi Aldama's in Memphis, too.
No more Layman?
No, Layman's been gone. Yeah. But either way, you get the point.
Yes.
It's like there's three Greyhounds, five Terps. Come on. Not saying it's a bad thing, but it's good for Loyola. What does it say for Maryland? But either way, I'm not here to turn it into a negative, man. We're going to come back, talk some, well, might be a negative. Talk about the Patriots coming to town Sunday night, taking on the Ravens with Chad Graff from The Athletic. New England had a chance to win the division, and it looked like they were well on their way to doing it this past Sunday at home. And then Buffalo got Josh Allen and James Cook. So New England coming in here, rolling over against Baltimore because the Steelers might lose. I don't see it. He's going to explain why.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Let's talk some Ravens and Patriots. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, Vinny and Haney. From The Athletic, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome into the program Chad Graff. Chad, first of all, good afternoon. How you feeling?
Good afternoon. Doing well. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. Appreciate the time. And I guess we got to go with the obvious. What the hell happened Sunday against Buffalo? You're up 21. You have a chance to win the East. And then Josh Allen decided to go all MVP on you there. But running the ball with great effectiveness. Is there one turning point play? Full disclosure, we're watching Ravens. I was. And then Red Zone in the New England Buffalo game. Was there a turning point in the game with one specific play? Or was it just a tale of two halves here?
It was a total tale of two halves. Like the Patriots, and this is something that I think we should think about and talk about when we think about the Ravens game, is they've struggled to stop the run lately. And that's what Buffalo did to them. Even down a bit, they just controlled the clock. Offensive plays in the second half were 46-18. Like the Patriots just didn't have the ball in the second half as the Bills just turned along. And so it was partly Josh Allen doing Josh Allen things because he's a total freak and so good. But it was also partly the Patriots not getting the stops they needed on defense just because they had not been able to stop the run so far.
Now, Gonzalez is there, but he didn't. It seemed like watching at least the beginning of that game, he struggled. They were kind of throwing at him early on, it looked like.
Yeah, and I think he's going to be fine. Like, he's still a corner that they'll put in man situations, and they'll trust him against another guy's best. The Patriots quietly, like, they came out to this season. First 4 or 5 weeks, they had arguably the best run defense in the NFL and a really bad passing defense. And since then, over the last 11, 12 weeks, it's totally flipped where they cannot stop the run at all. Christian Gonzalez got healthy. They got much, much better against the pass. And so right now, this is a defense that does do well stopping the pass, is a pretty good secondary, even in spite of, like, I think a casual fan probably can't name too many pieces in their secondary maybe on beyond Christian Gonzalez. But it's the run where they can be beaten. That's what really scares me from a Patriots perspective when you look at what this Ravens team can still do.
Talk to me about the O-line.
Yeah, well, I think anybody who saw the Patriots in recent years knows how bad it was. They had the league's worst offensive line a year ago. And so I thought coming into this, man, if they can even just do like the 21st best unit, that's going to be huge for Drake May. And instead, they've been like 15, 16. They've been league average. Now, they're dealing with injuries for the first time. They were very healthy, and that's one of the reasons that you can have a halfway decent offensive line is when you stay healthy. The number 4 overall pick in the draft, Will Campbell, has a knee injury. He's their left tackle, so he is not going to play against the Ravens. Vidarian Lowe, kind of a journeyman left tackle, is. And so if there's a place to beat them on the O-line getting a pass rush, it would be over the left tackle. So watch for that from a Ravens perspective. But all in all, the O-line's been much better than expected, and yet, and this kind of gets back to the whole running game and what the Patriots have done there. The running game has been so boom or bust. There are not consistent holes for their running backs. They're not a team that's going to grind out 4.5 yards, 5 yards, 4 yards, 8 yards. Like, their running game is 50 yards or 0 yards and not a whole lot in between.
Now, Morgan Moses, we know him well, the right tackle. You know, he was here with the Ravens. I thought he was done back then, you know, and it looks like, you know, the run stuff, he stays on his feet, gets his body in the right position. And the pass, he struggled a little bit against Bosa.
Yeah, he's, you know, for a guy who's in his mid-30s, he's been better than I expected. He's not their long-term answer by any means, and he's not, you know, the top 15 right tackle anymore that maybe he once used to be. But he's been totally fine for the Patriots, which I think kind of sums up a lot of the offensive line when you think about it from the Patriots' perspective. Totally fine is how I would describe it. And for a team that, you know, the last 2 years had the worst in the league, totally fine must feel like heaven for Drake May. And that's part of why he's played so well.
Talk to me about Travion Henderson, because he had a hell of a game last week.
Yeah, they drafted him, which was a little bit of a surprise because they had just signed running back Ramondre Stevenson. So they drafted this kid from Ohio State, Travion Henderson, because they wanted to add some explosiveness. Now, that has totally happened. The guy flies. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He can block on third downs. But if there's kind of a complaint about what he's done so far, he's not consistently, you know, churning yards. He's not running up the middle a ton. You'll see them use him on outside sweeps, on pitches. They like to run him outside. And he's been awesome at explosive plays. Two rushes of 50-plus last week alone. He's got four on the season, which is the most of any rookie in the NFL since Saquon Barkley, of rushes over 50 yards. So super, super explosive, but the consistency isn't quite there. So it's a lot of one-yard run, 35-yard run. That's what Travion Henderson has brought to the Patriots.
Chad Graff covers the New England Patriots in town Sunday night, taking on the Ravens as 3-point underdogs. If New England wins, they will clinch a playoff spot, had a chance to win their division, as we just talked about, Chad, with The Athletic. The two big stories, I would think, Chad, coming out of New England this year, Mike Vrabel's return, triumphant one, maybe coach of the year level return, and Drake May becoming an MVP candidate in year number two. So tell us about how that is all unfolded and how New England coming out of the depths of despair for the last couple of seasons here.
Yeah, it's crazy because this is a roster that isn't especially great. This has not been a team the last few years that scares you. Basically, since Brady left, even in those final years with Belichick, this was not a team that scared anybody. So you looked at the roster that Mike Vrabel was inheriting, and at least I did not think he was going to be able to do a lot with it. Like, I figured he'd be a good coach, better than Gerard Mayo. He would squeeze some on the margins, and they'd get to maybe 8 wins or something like that. Instead, he has totally flipped this culture. It's been kind of remarkable to see. And in the process, Drake May has become one of the best 5 quarterbacks in the NFL, maybe the best quarterback if you're just looking at this season. He's the second favorite to win the MVP, which is totally crazy for a 23-year-old who's only started something like 23 games. So it's been remarkable what he's been able to do. He's more athletic than you might think. Yeah. He does run and scramble around quite a bit. So look for that on Sunday night. If you give him a crease or if you just play man defense, he will beat you with his legs. So he's been so much better than I thought. And frankly, I don't think the receivers are that great. The tight ends are okay, not great. And he's just lifted up, you know, what really is a fairly average offensive roster.
Yeah, you know what, Chad? The thing that impressed me, just looking statistically and stuff, like their receivers, tight ends, running backs, the plays over 20 yards. I mean, the explosive plays, you know, I mean, 9, 9, 10, 6, 6, 5. I mean, that's pretty good for the receivers and the tight ends.
And that's not what you would normally think of the Patriots, at least in the last couple of years.
Absolutely.
Last year, they ranked dead last in explosive play percentage. This year, they've been in the top 5 for almost the entirety of the year. And so somehow this group, even though you might not be able to name any wide receivers beyond Stephon Diggs, even though the tight ends are not guys that especially scare you, and the running backs, you know, are rookie and Ramondre Stevenson, they've been one of the most explosive offenses in the league, which is, you know, frankly, a total credit to Drake May and kind of shocking to think about. So it's just been an offense that I think can be a little bit frustrating at times because it feels a little stagnant, then they'll hit you for a 50-yard pass. So just something to watch on Sunday is how the Ravens might be able to bottle that up or at least try to.
All right, Chad, Ravens. Ravens are laying 3. New England's coming in here, has a chance to clinch the playoff spot. Ravens, the odds makers love them, man. They're always favorite, it seems. What do you think happens Sunday night at 8:20 in Baltimore, where the weather isn't supposed to be too out of control here for late December?
It is funny that the Patriots, despite having 11 wins, they were home underdogs last week against the Bills, now underdogs again as they head out on the road. I've actually got the Ravens in a really tight one. I think that the Patriots are going to come back, win the last 2, win the AFC East, host a playoff game. But this is a big ask, and I just have too many concerns about the Patriots' run defense to think that they're going to be able to bottle up Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry. So give me the Baltimore Ravens in a tight one.
Chad Graff, The Athletic. Chad, we appreciate the time. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and the family. And I'd like to say good luck, New England, but you know I can't do that. It's just the way it is. It's how we roll. All right, Chad.
Thanks, Chad.
Fair enough. Well, thanks for having me. Yep.
All right, Chad Graff, everybody. We'll come back, give our heroes of week 15, in the NFL. Just tuning in, Alohi Gilman was named by the NFL as the AFC Defensive Player of the Week. Got NFL Lodge coming up 1 o'clock. You want to join us for that? You can at 410-583-1057. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. His Steelers are in first place. They control their own destiny. Is that a good or bad thing? Come on.
Vinny and Haney's Offensive Hero of the Week.
Well, I can't believe neither of you wanted this one, so I'm going to take the obvious choice here. Offensive Player of the Week, Trevor Lawrence. Career game for him in that win over the Jets, and I understand it is just the Jets, but I'm not going to downplay this. 330 yards through the air, 5 touchdowns through the air, and that doesn't even take into account what he did on the ground. Another 51 yards there, and a 6th touchdown for the day. That is by far the best game of his career. Now, again, unfortunately for him, his story will not fully be told until we see what happens in January. But this is the best he's looked in his career. This is the best team he's had around him. So excuses are kind of out the window. Best coach he's had with him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get it done.
All right, I'm going probably the guy who's the leading candidate for the MVP right now, Matthew Stafford. Beat Detroit 24-38, 368 yards. Averaged 9.7, which is crazy. 2 touchdowns, 1 pick, had 2 sacks, had a 101.6 quarterback rating, and Puka had 9 for 181.
And Devontae Adams left that game, too. Getting back to Trevor Lawrence, though, he's starting to play strong football at the right time. They made the playoffs a couple years ago, had the GAC job in the playoffs. No, that was Chargers blew the game. And they came back, and they're the ones that hurt Patrick Mahomes in the divisional round. But for a number one overall pick, he hasn't come close to it. He got paid like one. Yep. And he's on his third coach, by the way. But, yeah, Trevor Lawrence, finally. That flowing hair starting to pay off a little bit. I'm going to go with a guy who was considered a bust himself as a first-round pick, Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
Tight end for the Atlanta Falcons. Last week on the road against Tampa. This has been like a season for him, it seems. He had 11 catches, 166 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Not even sniffing that level of production. Maybe in Florida he was doing that sort of thing. But Kyle Pitts, monster game as Atlanta at the buzzer stuns Tampa. And I guess we got to give a little shout-out to Kirk Cousins because he threw all 3 touchdown passes. It was 30 of 44. Looked like he was toast with jelly on it. Hey, maybe it's Tampa that's going to be toast when it's all said and done. But Kyle Pitts, good job.
Yeah, and we come to heroes
just for one day. Vinny and Haney's Defensive Hero of the Week.
Sorry about that. Maybe by the end of the season, we'll finally have this segment smooth. But
right.
For now,
all good.
Screw-ups are fine. For my defensive player, I'm going with don't call me old Brandon Graham. That's right. He is still in the league. Wasn't to start the year. Retired after the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year. But they were so desperate for help up front on the D-line that they brought him out of retirement. And I thought he would do nothing. To be fair, he's only playing like 10 snaps a game. He only played 7 in this past week, but still recorded 2 sacks. So how about that for the old timer?
That's not a bad stat game there. I'm going with Buffalo's Matt Milano, who's been kind of in and out this year with some injuries. He had 10 tackles, 2 sacks, 2 tackles for loss, 2 quarterback hits in their comeback win over New England.
Yeah, he's had injury problems, as you said. When he plays, he's like that guy that kind of glues them together.
Yeah.
A little bit, but Matt Milano is a high-level dude. How about my defensive hero of the week? It's Adafe Owe.
No.
He had 4 tackles, 2 sacks, 3 quarterback hits as the Chargers beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Finish off the Chiefs 16-13 in his 9 games with L.A. Got 7 sacks. He had zip, donut, nothing. Sack-wise for the Ravens, coming off a double-digit sack year in 2024. Now the guy he was traded for, Alohi Gilman, won defensive player of the week in the AFC. But give Adafe Owe a little shout out here. And I tell you, if this guy wanted to be like a Barry White level singer or just get into broadcasting, he's got some pipes for days. All right, Nolan, let's get to that rookie.
What rookie had a standout week? Here's Vinny Serrato and Bob Haney.
And Nolan McGraw, maybe we can get that straightened out, too.
By next year.
Yeah.
And we'll get the camera by then, too. The camera.
Yeah, where's the camera?
Oh, that was supposed to be here, what,
because all day yesterday, I'm looking this way, talking to, like, the Wizard of Oz.
Kind of like it this way. Nah, I'm kidding.
I do not. I'm tired of that thing getting all up in my pimples and stuff.
Oh, you look great. The people love you, Bob. There's nothing but compliments in the comments.
I find that hard to believe.
Well, for my rookie of the week, I'm going to go with a guy who was getting kind of... you know, beat up a couple weeks ago, even by his own coach, talking about Abdul Carter here. Benched to start a couple of games a few weeks ago, sitting out the first quarter. Now, they're pretty vague with the reason. Pretty much just said that it's late to meetings, nothing really more than that, or not paying attention or enough attention. Nonetheless, really shaped up here the last couple of weeks. It was hard for him to come by sacks for most of the year, but this is now 2 weeks in a row where he's gotten on the board with a sack. So maybe he can finish his rookie year strong, but a ton of hype coming out, still won't live up to it, at least for 1 year.
I'm going with Travion Henderson from the Patriots. He had 14 carries for 148 yards, 10.6 average, 2 touchdowns, long of 65, and had another one over 50. So he had 2 really explosive runs, and we'll see him Sunday night up close and personal.
I'm going to go back to Atlanta for my rookie of the week, James Pierce Jr., first-round draft pick out of Tennessee, 26th pick in the draft this past May, or was it April? Late April, as Atlanta traded up to get him. He had 3 tackles for loss, 2 sacks, 2 passes defensed.
Ooh.
As Atlanta, as we talked about earlier, stunned Tampa Bay. He has 8 sacks for his rookie season. The linebacker, Schlesinger, from Cleveland's probably going to be the defensive rookie of the year.
Yeah, he had 14 tackles.
But I think James Pierce Jr. will get some consideration, and he's my rookie of week number 15. So there you go. As Atlanta upset the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We'll come back. NFL Lunch. You want to join us for that? You can at 410-583-1057. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. We're previewing week 16. His Steelers, they're in a position of strength for now. I mean, he's been slow playing his confidence. Is he starting to feel the old terrible towel at this stage, or is he waiting for things to bottom out? And then Vinny's film breakdown of the Ravens defense shutout against Cincinnati. I'm guessing there was a lot of good stuff in that one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.